Hello and welcome to the DS London podcast. I'm Chibi Hobo, aka Lee Moore. With me today is...
Joe Lee, or This Way Up on the forums. And then next to me is...
Hi, I'm Punk Duck, or Punk Duck on the forums. And last but not least is...
Me, Alucard, otherwise
known as Azel. It's 10 past 10pm, it's late, and we're talking absolute crap about latest DS and Nintendo news. We hope you enjoyed, and you probably won't. So, first on the news agenda is Mario and Sonic are together in a game for the first time for the Beijing Olympics. It is the absolute first time they've ever been in the same game.
You know something, I've been really thinking about this. I could have sworn it would have been another game where Sonic and Mario blocked heads somewhere.
I feel the same.
I
think we've been conned into thinking that Sonic has appeared on a Nintendo console. I think we've just been conned into thinking they've been in the same game when really they probably haven't.
I think it is actually the first time they've ever been in the same game together.
I've just googled it and it seems to be the first time they've ever been together.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously, because that's what everybody else is saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
They are two separate companies. But it's like, you know, when you're a kid and you think Mario will never be with Sonic, and I remember all this stuff and, you know, having like...
We would win in a fight.
Exactly, you just have
now
to...
Now we'll know.
Exactly, well, we'll know who will win in a race or who can throw a shuttlecock faster than the others.
Yes, who will win in a fair competition of sports.
Yes, Mario, who's the best at badminton?
Place your bets now.
Yeah, well, it's not much of a competition. You've got some kind of fat plumber, and then you've got Sonic the Hedgehog, who's fast and got spiky stuff.
Spiky stuff.
Who'd be best at shot put?
Yeah. Best of shot put out of Mario and Sonic.
Who'd be best at general plumbing?
I remember back in the day, it was like, who would win out of the Terminator and Superman? But now it's like, Mario and Sonic, what the hell?
Wasn't it Terminator and RoboCop?
Sorry?
Terminator and RoboCop.
Oh, that's it, it was always Terminator and RoboCop. Hey, they had a game together, didn't they?
They did have a game together. But
yeah,
wasn't
and Terminator would absolutely kick RoboCop's ass.
Yeah. Who would win out of Aliens and Predator? Oh no. Oh.
Whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a tagline.
Oh gosh, okay, move like swiftly on after the film. That was has somebody actually watched that film?
That thing is the biggest pile of diarrhea I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, enough of the toilet humour.
Yeah, enough of the toilet humour. Koei is bringing a game called Opuna to the Wii. Opuna!
Rewind a bit, Opuna.
Opuna Matata.
Do they not like have focus groups to double check these things anymore?
Well, obviously not Nintendo games.
Saw so that.
Yeah, the next Tales game.
So what the hell is this?
It's a RPG. I have to tell everything, don't I?
Right.
It's an RPG coming from Koei. The person who does the music for Final Fantasy XII is on board, and there's just all these great artists that are coming towards this game. So it should sound like lots of fun. The whole battle system is also based on moving the Wii Remote. So you move in different places and you can do different moves. So it's also quite cool.
Oh, okay then. Are we talking about epic, like Final Fantasy epic, or more fun Nintendo fun?
I think some kind of medium port, maybe like Paper Mario. Has anyone here ever played Paper Mario?
Okay, I love Paper Mario.
Yes.
And if it is anything like Paper Mario, I'd be very happy.
Sorry. Yeah. Everybody, what is Paper Mario?
Yeah, what is Paper Mario?
Is it like pay-per-view, but like with Mario or something?
Well, the one I played was the GameCube
one. Yeah, same as me.
And it was an RPG, which was very, very good, which I'm trying to remember how it worked.
You were basically Mario. It was kind of a 3D game on a 2D plane, and it was an RPG. So you could go thin and go through the walls. You could go into the background of the levels and stuff like that. But the whole fighting system was kind of turn-based. But it was based on appeal, and you'd always have, and whenever you battled someone, it would go into a stage. You'd have a stage, and you'd have like an audience, and if you did certain things, you'd appeal to them and build up star power, in which you could make bigger moves. So it was really, really cool. It sounds absolutely bizarre, but it works so well.
Yeah, the battles were set as if they were on a stage,
like a play.
In the theater.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh. Yeah.
And if you have to be careful, because
we're picking up again, I'm still.
Didn't the audience members sort of throw bombs?
Yeah, they'd either throw items or throw bombs. Also, sometimes the scenery would crash on behind you, from behind you, and like lights and sandbags could fall from above. So it was quite cool.
This is really surreal.
But the new Paper Mario that's coming out for Wii is Super Paper Mario, which is kind of just like a normal Mario game, but with RPG elements. So you'd actually have to run through the stages and jump on people's heads. And there's no like battle scenes or anything like that. So it's like an action RPG, Mario RPG.
Right,
that
like
sounds
right,
very interesting.
It does, actually.
Yeah.
Old school.
Another good Mario game coming by, then. That's good.
It could be like the new Super Mario Brothers, but paper.
Yes. And you can also go into the background and stuff like that. You can actually turn the whole game into a 3D game. So you could, it's really hard to explain. You actually have to see the videos.
So, yeah.
That's really hard from a podcast point of view.
It is pretty hard. Maybe I'll put a picture here. I'm seeing a 2D.
Raise your hands if you think this is going to be good.
Okay. Imagine that you're Mario on, like, normal Super Mario Brothers. Okay, then imagine you go first person so you can actually see the level layout in front of you.
Whoa!
That is what it's like.
That's kind of freaky, actually. That's funky.
Yeah.
Everyone else who doesn't understand, click this link now.
Yeah.
Right, the other big news, obviously, outside of Nintendo, would be the announcement of the Xbox 360 Elite.
I'm so going to get
this
one.
This is the black 360.
It's as black as your soul!
Yes, it'll sit nicely next to my white Wii. See that contrast? White Wii, black
PS
360? Oh, yeah.
What does a black 360 do? What's the difference?
It looks black.
Okay.
Do you want me to do the serious answer again, as usual, and I'll be the straight guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, of course, right. It's £80 dearer than the current... $80, sorry, dearer than the current 360. It has a HDMI port, which is great for high-definition televisions, because it carries the video and the audio in one cable. And it also has a 120GB hard drive, up from the normal 20GB. So it is a...
And it's black.
Hey, sort everything else, I want it black. Hey, well, that sounds a bit dodgy. Hey!
It also doesn't include wireless, which is the main reason why I'm still not going to buy one.
Well...
How is it done at the moment, then, on the 360 with wireless?
You have to buy a separate wireless adapter, which costs £60.
Bloody Nora!
£60?
Can you not use your...
You cannot use any third-party wireless adapter. You have to use Microsoft, so you're fucking...
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Rammed in the arse, basically. When fucking PS3 and Wii, which is £180, add wireless in for nothing. So...
Well, yeah, you can get a basic wireless chip for a fiver, actually, like, the component for it, the chip and the aerial. So... Microsoft are obviously being a bit cheeky with that one. You never know, they might modify the Black Edition to include it if there's enough hee-ho. In fact, let's start online petition right now.
Okay,
all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Enter link here.
Aye. Aye.
That's our online petition. Aye. 4 out of 4 people, 100% of the public, want an Xbox 360 with wireless built in. Damn it, Microsoft.
Yes. I do love our random statistics. They are very, very accurate.
Exactly. In fact, we're going to call it the DS podcast statistic because we represent everything. Honestly, no, really. Okay, what's the next bit?
Anyone here ever played Devil May Cry?
Yay!
You'll be happy to know that Devil May Cry 4 is coming out for both the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
What about the Wii?
Something about Wii not doing high definition, I don't know.
Well, I've got like 2 controllers, they could be guns. And I could slash the Wiimote like a sword.
That is true.
It makes perfect sense. What are you guys talking about?
Devil May Cry?
It's the first Devil May Cry. All those
don't know who Dante is?
Yes.
Isn't he a famous artist?
Oh my god!
A philosopher, maybe.
Dude, major faux pas.
Oh, okay. Ew! Have I stepped on somebody's toes? I'll trust you guys on that.
The second one was shit.
No, you sound like you really know what you're talking about.
I've only played them on Minecraft 3, that's fucking awesome, so yeah. Yeah.
That was the one where you could aim the guns independently, wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I actually have heard of this Devil May Cry. Now, the only reason I've heard of it is because...
You have Google!
No, it's because I actually heard from... What was it? One Life Left. A bunch of fans decided to start a petition because they heard that... I think Devil May Cry was originally purely for the PlayStation, correct?
It's only been on the PlayStation so far. And
that's
PC.
Right. And so. Then with this fourth... and this fourth one, they're making it for the Xbox 360. So a whole bunch of people, I think just over 20,000, decided selling this petition saying, right, we, the general gaming public, big fans and whatever it's called, decided to boycott any Capcom games because you're releasing it for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation.
What the hell? Who cares?
It's the stupidest.
Oh, well, obviously these fanboys really do care because they're boycotting Capcom games.
That's
not too sure how long that's going to last, but there you go.
That's so stupid. It's coming on Xbox, they're not going to buy it on PS3.
It's not like they're losing out on the game. They're getting the game anyway, but like that's insane.
But you forget one thing: it's a dent to their ego or something.
Because an Xbox 360 can do the same as a PlayStation 3. It's got the same power. Is that what they're saying? So that's why it's pissing them off.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know. There's probably some kind of logic in it. I don't know. You have to ask a fan of some sort.
Gosh, what news is that, Lee?
They're going to have friend codes for every single game on Wii.
What? No.
Yes.
Friend codes for each game on Wii. Actually, I know a bit about this.
You do.
I have been doing some reading for this, and. You know what? The people who are actually hosting and organising it is GameSpy. GameSpy.
Yes. GameSpy. Oh, it's a PC.
Yes.
They already do PC stuff, yeah.
Yes, and you know something? They said to Nintendo, "Are you sure that you want to do this? A separate friend code for each game." Nintendo said yes, and you know what their basis of argument is?
What?
Because we believe it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, they don't want kids bumping into perverts, basically.
But how does that work?
Because you can't.
Well, yeah,
you can't meet anyone on the friend code system. You can't meet and actually talk to anyone or get any kind of social interaction.
I know, but the thing is, you've already got one layer of security. Like, you've got your Wii code. No one can get your Wii code without you giving them your Wii code. You can't meet anyone online randomly as it is. So why don't they just make it from the basis of your Wii code? You install a game in your system, that game goes through your Wii code. It should just always be through the one code. Uh-huh. Having an extra code for every single smegging game is just getting ridiculous.
Exactly.
Who sets up this stuff? Is it Nintendo? Do they set it up or are they leaving it to
person? Nintendo hired GameSpy to do it or something like that. And, the GameSpy said, right, we can do this, this, and that. Nintendo set out the specs and decide exactly what's the capabilities of it. And Nintendo obviously made a really bad choice for us type of gamers.
Yeah. Actually, I can see the point.
It's just an issue with it's cheap for Nintendo to do that.
The thing is, if you can't get in contact with people by accident anyway, what is it? It's stupid.
Exactly.
Yep.
Everybody hates Nintendo now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate them. It's going to just be a bit of bother, but I mean, I'll do it anyway.
Okay.
Well, I really don't like using the number system over and over.
Oh, that's very true.
All.
Yeah.
So when's the next DS meetup?
Well, I believe it's next Saturday, starting at 5 PM at
August 7th.
August?
No, April 7th.
Oh, April 7th. Oh dear.
Yeah, we are in April.
You've traveled through time listening to this podcast. Oh god, this is
actually Lee, I know what you're gonna ask, and it's all dependent on the number of people that turn up on the Saturday. If we get quite a few people, I might just bring my Wii, and hopefully, Punky, will you bring your projector?
Now, I'd just like to point out, everyone, there's a small problem. I'm double booked on Saturday. It's going to be the first one where I'm actually a maybe.
Dun, 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 dun.
I know. I'm a maybe.
You're booked with so we can go and kill them.
Well, two of my friends are having their birthday party simultaneously on one day. What can I do?
You'd be letting two people down.
But if you don't come to DS Meetup, you're letting 20 people down.
Here you go, you see? No, we're not trying to blackmail you or anything like that, emotionally tie you down.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, I might skip out early from that. I don't know yet, it's really annoying. It's so
we'll
gay.
See how it goes. We're going to have some Smash Brothers melee and everything like that. But maybe we just...
Oh man.
Oh, So the next DS London meetup is on April 7th at the Duck and Dive at about 5 o'clock in the evening. Yeah, we'll go with evening. If you come along, you're going to miss Doctor Who. Sorry.
Well, actually, I do like Doctor Who, so you've got me in a bit of a state.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, I've been at stake for a long time, and I'm going.
Oh, so my friend's birthday and Dia's meetup. Doctor Who's on.
Yeah, I think he's been.
Hey, don't knock it.
Bastard. Hello, and welcome to the DS London podcast quiz. Okay, here's the rules. You get one question that's answered to everyone, and everyone can buzz in. You can buzz in by just sending any message to me on Skype. Okay? Like, so technically then, Punky would be first.
Oh my gosh, it's PictoChat all over again.
Okay, so copy and paste your first whatever, and that will be what comes first.
Okay,
so whoever gets the
ready.
Question right can answer a bonus question for 3 points. You get 1 point for the first question.
Oh, that's this old thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Right, we'll start it off with, who is the lead character of Half-Life?
Gordon Freeman.
Hey!
Damn!
Punky gets a point. Punky, you're...
PC, dude, PC. As soon as you get a PC, I will own you all, bitches. Sorry.
Hey, wait a minute. Are we supposed to be PG? Oh, well, sort that for a lot. Oh, that's right, here we
go. Okay, Punky, your bonus question. Who is the lead character in Metroid?
Oh, who gives a damn? It's a console game. Oh, what was her name? It's a girl. It's a girl's name.
Yes.
Begins with S.
Oh, I don't have a flipping clue.
Samus Aran. Sorry.
What? Bless you.
Okay, question two, you guys. Where in Japan is Nintendo from?
La 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 la.
Tokyo.
No.
Oh well, that was a guess.
Osaka?
Joe?
Oh, do I get a chance? Okay then. Right. It's somewhere in the north. It's not as far as Kyoto.
Well done! Oh, I'll give it to you just for saying it.
What?
No, it's just outside Kyoto, right?
It's around Kyoto,
not quite Kyoto. Yes, it's around Kyoto, okay
we'll
then.
I'll give it to you.
Right.
Around Kyoto, is that the actual answer?
No.
Where do you live? Oh, you know, around Europe somewhere.
Yeah, well,
down the
wrong.
Road. Down the road from Russia. I swear.
Where?
No, I come from Bromley, but I'm actually from
Joe,
London.
Joe, your bonus question is, where is Nintendo of America based?
Oh, you're having a laugh.
Well, that's supposed to be hard.
Can I have a point for saying America somewhere?
Around America.
Yeah, exactly.
If you name the state, I'll give you a point.
Below Canada.
Utah.
San Francisco.
No.
San
Mississippi.
Francisco isn't a state.
It's in a state.
So is the rest of America.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you guys going to name states until one of you gets it right, or should I just give you the answer? Oh.
Okay,
let's name states till one of us gets it.
New York, Utah.
What? That's not a fitting state either.
New York is a state.
New York is a state.
I mean, it is a state. God, I'm on drugs.
Yeah, get out, shut up.
Okay, it's in Redmond, Seattle. So no one gets anything for that.
I would never have guessed that.
Okay.
Same place as Microsoft, eh?
Who is often described as the father of PlayStation?
Daddy Sony?
Is it Metal Gear Solid, dude?
No.
The guy that did that?
No. Oh.
So
no.
Not Hideo Kawawiki,
not Hideo
whatever.
Kojima.
Okay. Luckily, I didn't buzz for that.
Yeah.
If I say Mr. Sony, do I get half a point?
No. Jerome is just...
The godfather of
Give us the answer.
Give us a clue.
His first name is... His last name is Kutaragi.
Oh, well...
So just...
Oh, him! Yeah, him!
Rob Kutiakaka.
So, which one of you buzzed in that time? Okay, well done! Well done to yourself. Okay. Ali? What was the PlayStation originally designed as?
Oh, come on!
Tea cozy.
what was the PlayStation originally designed as?
Yes.
Toilet warmer.
I don't know the context in which you are asking that.
What context?
I think Joe knows this and is killing him right now.
Okay, I give up.
Joe, for half a point.
Can I say, I actually know this one. Originally, it was designed as a CD plugin for the SNES.
Well done. I'll give you half a point for that.
Which I actually had seen when I was in Hong Kong and touched.
Wow.
I'm lying there, by the way.
You wash your hands.
What else did you touch in Hong Kong, Joe?
Well, you know.
Moving swiftly on! Oh, God. Who wrote the Final Fantasy music for 1 to 11, we'll say?
Oh, God, you just said his name,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, I've said his name Pants, in the podcast already.
I hate you, Lee.
Joe.
This is like Nevermind the Buzzcocks, when they give them the answer and they still don't realise the answer's just because they look like crap. That's us.
Yeah.
Because they're quite drunk when they get onto the bloody thing.
I love you.
Joe, I believe you buzzed in. Do you have an answer?
Okay then, so it's something Nubro, isn't it?
You're right with the first name, yeah.
But I can't remember the rest of it. Actually, can I just try and find my Final Fantasy 6 CD buried in my box
cheating.
Somewhere?
Could I just Google it?
No cheating.
Oh, is that cheating? Yeah. Oh, I didn't.
Google
okay,
is
I have to
pass. Your friend.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it Umatsu?
Yeah, Nobumi Umatsu.
I'd say he had enough time there to Google the answer.
I'd say he had enough time to go to his CD collection and find his Final Fantasy VI CDs.
I think he had enough time to have an arse wank in the middle as well.
Hey, excuse me, guys, that's my phrase. You're not allowed to say that. It's painted.
Joe.
You do paint us single piece, whatever time you
Joe, your bonus question. What forthcoming Nintendo game is he making the music for?
Now, is it upon Akuna?
No. Anyone else for half a point? Anyone else for half a point?
I have half a point, please. I'll just have half a point.
If you can say the answer, then you get half a point.
Is it the new Sonic game? The Sonic and Mario game? Balls.
I'll give you a clue.
Have you said the name of it?
Not in this podcast. I said this. I said the game before this one, though. I said the prequel to it.
That's not really helping at all.
Okay.
Resident Evil 4?
It's a Wi-Fi game.
Devilman, the Devil, whatever it's called.
Oh.
No, that's not coming out for Wii, is it?
Don't make cry. Oh, yeah. Next question!
Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Okay, number 5. What's the best-selling PC game of all time?
Half-Life.
Wrong.
2.
Wrong.
I don't know.
Joe. That's L, sorry.
Counter-Strike or something.
Wrong, again.
I don't know.
What?
In that case, it's down to me.
Minesweeper.
What?
Quake,
wrong, again.
It's not a
Quake 3.
Wrong.
Oh, shit.
It's so obvious. Come on,
Punky.
Get it.
SimCity.
You're close, Punky.
No. SimCity. Oh, I'm Sims.
Well done. Thank you.
How can Sims be the best-selling game of all time? It's such
on
a
PC
rubbish game.
It's the best-selling game of all time.
Okay, guys, who here knows someone that's played The Sims?
Me.
Everybody has played The Sims or had it.
Exactly.
Everyone on the planet.
Oh,
Monkey, your
dear.
Bonus that's... question is...
Oh, yeah, I get what
how many expansion packs were there for the original Sims?
Ooh, okay, hold on a sec, I actually might know this one. Right, there was Hot Day,
seven.
There was Going Large, there was the Beach one, there was the Magic one, and
pets.
There was... Oh, no, the Pets one is number 2. Oh, no, there was a Pets one, I think. Okay, I'm going with 5.
No. Wrong.
I four? Said 7.
Joe gets half a point for 7. Azel.
How many was it?
7. There were 7
original
expansion packs for the...
What were they?
Okay.
Oh, the House Party pack. I forgot all about
Living
that.
Living Large, House Party, Hot Date, Vacation, Unleashed, Superstar, and Making Magic.
Oh, that stupid one. Balls.
Okay.
There was some stupid one.
Back to the quiz. What year was the Game Boy released?
1987.
Wrong.
No.
1986.
Wrong. Joe, Azel, Annie Cat.
1990.
I want to give it to her because it was released in Europe in 1990. It was released everywhere else in 1989.
What? Ah, pants.
Quizmaster's gay.
Ali, who's the designer of the original Game Boy?
Oh.
Who's the original designer? Who's the designer of the original Game Boy?
Rather you than me, Joe. Ali, sorry.
I'm going to have to pass that. I wouldn't know that without cheating.
You too? With cheating? Do you guys know that?
Well, I know it's the same guy who designed that 3D goggles virtual...
The Virtual Boy.
Yeah, that's the Virtual Boy.
The way you get
that's
there.
That's a really sus name.
The 3D goggles virtual... Virtual Boy, that's the one.
You know... Yeah, there you go, you see. I knew I'd stumble onto it eventually. Or somebody will do.
Oh, God. Name the creator of SimCity and The Sims.
Oh, God, you stuffed me last time we did this, didn't we? It wasn't Sid Meier, because he does all the civilization and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually that name, which I don't remember. Hold on, we had this question in the last
I know, and you guys can't remember it either. That's why...
Well, at least you're not saying it's Peter Molyneux. Molyneux. We'll have a
Molyneux. Mr. Black and White.
Black and White.
Mm, populist. Anyway, we're getting a bit off topic. I've got no idea. You're going to have to tell us.
We're right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, question number 8. Which of the Pokemon games has sold the most?
Oh, who gives a damn?
Blue?
Hell.
No one's buzzed in.
Red. Red.
Punky's answer of red is actually probably the most... perfect one there
Pink?
Is, because Red was released in Japan. Who cares? Punky gets the point, Red.
Hey! I don't know how I did that. Okay, now ask me a stupid Pokemon question. I'm never going to
What
know.
Is Pikachu's Pokedex number?
Oh,
what?
God.
Each Pokemon has their own Pokedex number. What is Pikachu's?
Okay, what numbers do I have to choose between?
One
What's
and...
the range?
There's 150 Pokemon.
Yeah. So you've got one between 150. I'll give you this. It's a round number.
12.
No.
3.33 recurring.
that's a round number, right?
Okay.
At the. Okay. Can I have a guess? Well,
sure.
2.
No.
Okay.
Was it 1?
No. I would like to have a guess, please.
Sure,
I would like to guess 17.
Okay, we're gonna play hot and cold then. You're quite warm.
Nice.
So did we get to the next person?
Yeah. So...
Okay.
Punky?
20.
Warmer.
25.
Ooh. Well done, Joe!
Oh.
Joe's a knob. I had 25 in my head.
Yes, it's 25.
I do remember catching a Pikachu quite
soon
in the game.
That reminds me of a joke. What's the best thing about sleeping with 25-year-olds?
Don't know.
20 There's 20 of them! Okay.
That's a good joke.
I know, I love that joke, it's the best.
What is the only... Okay, question number 9. What is the only WarioWare game not to come out in Europe?
Well, how would we know? It didn't come out in Europe.
Yeah.
My brain.
Okay, it's not WarioWare Touched. It's not WarioWare Smooth Moves.
Well, thank you, Punky. If it's not all of them, what? Tell us something we don't know.
Was it something on the GBA that we don't know about?
Yes.
There we go. That'll be my answer. I pray it's going to be the closest answer we'll get as well.
Probably.
Is it a puzzle game or is it a platformer?
Wario or something.
What?
Is it WarioWare made in Wario?
No, that was the first one.
But with a number 2 at the end.
No. It had a special cartridge.
Twisted. Was it something Twisted?
Joanna's got it. I'm Twisted. Sorry. She's got it. It's WarioWare Twisted. Never came out.
What? How did you get that?
Because I used to browse Lick San quite a lot.
Oh, right.
It is.
Google. She's got Google open.
Yeah.
I have not. How?
Only one recount.
Prove it. I want to see a webcam. I want
to... Stop asking to see girls' webcams, Punky, and pay attention. Okay, what was Wario's first game?
It was on the original Game Boy, was it not?
It was. I'll give you that much. Do you remember its title?
Was it something like Mario and Wario?
No, but there...
Was it maybe just Wario Land?
No. Close though.
Mario versus Wario?
No.
Oh, damn.
Hey, what's the story behind Wario? How does he exist? I mean, I know it's obviously like Mario in like a mirror of it, but how does he exist? What happened?
Nothing.
What story?
Is there a story?
There is no story. He just exists as like an evil nemesis to Mario.
Oh, right. Okay.
He got bored of Bowser. Yeah. Or Koopa, whatever you want to call it.
Do you want me to tell you guys? He was in Super Mario Land 2, 6 golden coins for the Game Boy.
I remember actually playing that.
Yeah.
It was alright.
It was alright.
They introduced him that early. I didn't realise.
Right.
Yeah, I do remember that. It's quite.
Feels like he's more of a contemporary character, isn't he, really?
Hmm.
I think it's because Waluigi is quite recent.
Yeah. He came in with, like, Mario. It's either one of the party games, or I think it was Mario Baseball or Tennis or something like that. He came in. Waluigi. Yeah, it was Mario Tennis on the N64, his first game. Anyway. Right, what is the Sega Mega Drive called in the United States?
Sega Genesis.
Damn it.
And I did buzz in there.
One second out, Punky. One second out.
What? I'm ahead.
I know.
Oh, right. Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay, I thought you meant I was a second out and you were ahead. I was like, so do you.
He gets the point.
But check this out. 38, 39, 40 seconds.
Oh my god, that's like 1 second out each. That's crazy.
Well... Obviously
anyway,
crazy
I
hey, well done.
Bomb the pair of you two. What's the next question?
The next question is,
to me.
Name both of its...
For
name
me.
Name both of the Mega Drive's add-ons.
Oh, come on, that's easy.
Add-ons?
Add-ons, yes.
I can name one. Oh,
I can
joystick,
name...
Joypad 1, Joypad 2.
Oh, shut up. Spastic.
The 32X and the Mega CD.
Hey, I'm still going. Do you mind? And the 32X and the Mega CD.
I can't give you the points for that, Punky.
She was a bit silly. She didn't have said them. Thing is, I was going to say Mega CD, but I thought it was a separate console.
No, it was an add-on to the Mega Drive.
Oh, well, I was going to say Mega CD anyway.
You know, we got a tie.
Well, you would have just got the one then, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. So I'd still get one
question
point.
Fully.
Okay, well, give me the 1 point for Mega CD.
I've given Joe half a point for Mega CD and 32X because she actually got the question right where you wouldn't have got it right.
But it wasn't her question! And I knew about the Mega CD, I just didn't know about the 32X thing.
I hope stop arguing. Hey, Empire, lay down the law. Oh. Tell him to shut up.
Okay, no one gets any points for that.
Yay!
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah!
Okay, so...
Yeah, slag.
In last place with 3 points is Jolie.
Yay! Oh, wait a minute, last. That's... no, boo!
In second place with 3.5 points is Joanna.
Punky. Oh, what?
And in first place with 4 points is Punky.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, wow, I'm so honoured.
Even if you rigged it, you'd have still won. Oh.
What do I win?
You won...
As runner-up.
As runner-up. You win my congratulations.
Congratulations!
Streaming sequence.
Let me just get my rose tinted glasses. Where have I left them?
I mean, I've got my 3D glasses as well.
Oh, is that so you can see the void? Right, okay, so what is everyone's favourite boss battle? What kind of boss did you really like beating up?
Or shooting
up. Shooting up, or splicing up, or wanking off.
Splicing, did you say, or slicing?
Splicing.
Splicing.
Or jumping on and making them fall in lava.
Exactly, that's the one. Or jumping on an axe at the end and then making them fall in lava. That's always fun.
Mm.
Very random, isn't it, though, really? I mean, how does that actually make sense?
What?
I'm jumping on an axe makes lava open up or whatever.
Oh, no, the end of Mario Brothers, when you're facing Bowser.
I know, but... Yeah, jump on the axe and it makes the lava open up.
Cuts the drawbridge so it falls down.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It's a game, it doesn't have to make sense.
I think the end boss...
just has to make fun.
Yeah, exactly. Duh. Yeah, right.
I think the end boss in Ocarina of Time is the best boss battle ever because it's just so epic. You go right to the top of the tower, you beat Ganon by, you know, attacking, hitting the magic back at him, and then he kind of decides to destroy the tower. You run outside, down all these steps, you know, flame everywhere, you know, trying to escort Princess Zelda at the same time, beating tons of enemies, getting outside, and then fucking he transforms into this giant pig thing with giant weapons, and you just lose your sword and told, yeah, go beat that giant thing with nothing. It's great.
I know my favourite boss battle. It's got to be Shadow of the Colossus, because every single battle you have is a boss battle, man. It's insane.
It is a boss battle. It's like, oh, God.
The whole game, end to end, is boss.
Which was
battle.
Your first favorite Colossus then? In the end,
it's the it's a hard one. I like the water one, but I love the eagle.
Oh, the eagle!
You know the eagle when he stands on the water. Yeah, I love that one. When you suddenly realize you have to jump on it and you fly, you're like, what the hell?
Like you're standing there, it comes and swoops you. You're like, fuck it. You're like, it's that thing where you think, oh no, you can't just stand there and just jump on because that would just be too easy. You've got to make him come down or something like that, and you're shooting arrows at the eagle. And then you realize, well, let's try it. And you just grab on and you're holding on. Like,
you're like, no! And then the music kicks in, it's that song.
Yeah, it's wicked.
That amazingly epic song.
Excuse us, ignorant and arrogant players here, but what
ignorant
are you
and arrogant.
Talking about?
Shadow of the Smegging Colossus.
Have you never played...
That's not the actual name. It's
just Shadow of the Colossus.
I was going to say... Now I understand what you're talking about. Yeah,
that game. Epic games. That is the most epic game I've ever
played.
All it
is is 16 boss battles, and you've just got to climb on these giant colossi and just find their weak spot point and stab it with your sword. You don't get any better swords, any better bows. All you do is beat them with what you have.
You've just it's fighting them with just this little metal sword. That's it. It's insane. Yeah. And they come along. They are massive. They are. Oh, it's stupid. They're the size of mountains. It's just you against the mountain.
The last
basically.
One is just...
background knowledge, background information. What was it on? When was it released?
It's on PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2.
It's from the makers of Ico.
Do you know the Ico?
Great minds.
Echo. Stereo.
It's from the makers of Ico, and it was just...
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's kind of a prequel to Ico as well.
And it looks very much like Zelda when it starts up, which is really spooky and weird.
I think that came before Zelda, Twilight Princess, though. So it was
Was it?
So, you kind of...
It's just so strange. It starts off with him riding a horse across, like, a bridge. Just the way that Zelda starts up, it's really weird.
Yeah.
So, like, Zelda, it feels like they copied it almost. I mean, they probably didn't, but still. And you're on a horse.
Yeah.
And the game revolves... The horse in that game is the most amazing horse you will ever ride in a video game in your life.
It feels like an actual horse.
It craps on Zelda. It feels like it. It is amazing. Yeah. And you get attached to that horse. And no, you do, man.
You do.
You have to play it. It's incredible.
And it limps at the end.
I trust you on that.
So, Joe, what's your favourite boss battle?
Well, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, I don't actually have a favourite boss battle, but I do have favourite bosses.
Oh.
And one of my favourite bosses is good old Robotnik.
Oh.
I mean, he's always...
I like Robotnik before they change.
His little machines flying along and you have to jump on his head.
Yeah.
Another favourite boss is actually the most lovable boss, actually, I think. And he is called Purge. And he is the enemy of Ulala in Space Channel 5 Part 2. And he's just so eccentric and funny. I think he's a great boss, and he just comes out with all these weird machines that you have to dance to. So
Joe really thought about this.
Battles. Yeah, I did think about that.
Wow, you did really well there. I'm like, wow.
You know what? I'm pretty stuck. Oh, wait a minute. Aha! I know, I've got a good one. Super Kuma on Super Turbo.
He always goes back to Street Fighter with you, doesn't it?
It's like it's the only game he plays.
Yeah,
I noticed that. Your favourite sequel.
I was addicted to the arcade Street Fighter 2 since Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting. So yeah, naturally, but Super Kuma has a special place. If you, on the Super Turbo ones, for really good Street Fighter players, if you go through the whole game without losing a single round, you get a character come in just before you start your fight with M. Bison, and this character beats him up, and it's Super Kuma. Super Kuma, 10 times faster than anybody, 2 fireballs in midair, super fireball on the ground that takes so much hit damage, and bloody next to impossible to beat. But every once in a while you can, if you're good enough. And that is what you call a double hard boss.
See, now...
that was Sephiroth in Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, Sephiroth was bloody easy. Shut up.
I just think it looked very pretty when you beat him.
Yeah, I think the ending was terrible, but anyway.
I thought it was just pretty, just so, you know, lots of sword slashes and stuff.
Supernova, and then getting very mad.
Yeah.
Yay!
You just gotta...
Okay, Lee, what about yours? Don't you have one?
Did I just talk about Zelda?
Oh yeah, you did, didn't
but
you?
But if we're going for favourite baddies, I really like Kefka from Final Fantasy VI.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good choice. I forgot about him.
Just the music as well. So comical, and he just goes around doing the most evil things, poisoning rivers and killing off people. It's just so much fun. He's just the best bad guy. Done perfectly.
I thought of one that I liked. I always liked Grey Fox.
Grey Fox?
Grey Fox?
What's Grey Fox from?
Come on, Lee. Grey Fox.
It sounds so familiar and it's doing my head in now.
As in Star Fox, Grey Fox?
No. How about if I throw in Sons of Liberty? Does that help?
Oh, it's Metal Gear Solid 2.
Or Metal Gear Solid 1 as well.
Yeah. I've never played 1 or 2, I've only played 3 so far.
Oh, okay.
I need to get them.
He's the ninja. He's the rope, the cyborg ninja.
No, wasn't that... Psycho...
That was Grey Fox.
Psycho Mantis.
No! Psycho Mantis is not the ninja. It's Grey Fox.
Psycho Mantis is the guy with the mask. Yeah. And
the guy that floats and makes your PlayStation 2 joypad move on the floor and makes you get scared and freak out.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Did anyone ever play...
Are you about to say the original Metal Gear?
No, I was
going to
say
Famicom,
Eternal Darkness.
Oh my god! Oh wait, no, I played Heart of Darkness. Wrong game, sorry.
Eternal Darkness had this...
You had like a health... Lame gamers or something?
Eternal Darkness was this GameCube game, and it was kind of a fantasy horror one. And basically you had your health meter, your magic meter, and your sanity meter. And as your sanity meter dipped, basically what happened is that you started to imagine weird things happening, like the scenery would start to move. But then it would also do these really weird tricks, like it would pretend like your GameCube had resetted itself. So you'd think, fuck, my GameCube stopped working, or it would say silence or TV off and stuff like that, and it would really fuck around with your controls. You'd really think it, like something was going wrong there. Really cool.
Nice.
But wouldn't you just end up resetting your game, thinking, shit, it's broken, and start
exactly,
again?
Exactly, that's the thing.
Sounds very cool.
It was very cool.
What game is
this? Eternal Darkness. You could probably...
They did the same thing in Metal Gear Solid
it's
1, though.
Breaking the boundary of game and reality, I think.
Yeah. Well, Joe, do you remember...
Yep.
Do you remember Metal Gear Solid 1, when you're going against Psycho Mantis, and then it suddenly...
It
changes to Hideo, and you're like, Hideo, that's not video. You're like, oh, it's the guy that made the game, of course. Very funny.
Very good.
Remember that?
Very good. I was still on the first CD, so yeah, I do remember it.
Has anyone played Metal Gear Solid 3?
No.
Oh, they've got this great boss battle. It's with this person called The End, and basically he's a sniper.
Is he at the end?
He's not at the end. Your stage is huge. You've got loads and loads of room, and you're fighting against a sniper, so you've got to like, creep up behind him, basically. But also, he's really old, so you can just save your game, turn off the PS2, then put the time forward for like about 20 years, and then you come back and he's already died of old age.
Oh my god!
say what? Run that by me again?
So the guy is very old, so you can save your game, then you can go to your PS2's clock menu, and you can put the game forward about 10 years, and then when you come back, he'll be dead. He'd have actually died of old age, and there's a cutscene to show him dying of old age.
So if you play that game in the future, 10 years from now, he'll just be dead when you're playing it. That's so funny. That's random.
That's brilliant. Fantastic.
Does that only apply to him? It doesn't apply to all the characters. They don't all age.
They don't all age. But
that'd be cool.
That would be quite evil, though. Oh, well. Okay, I think we're going to wrap this up. So, does anyone want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye now. Ciao.
Au revoir.
See you at the next meetup. Don't forget, April 7th, next Saturday, 5 p.m. at some location.
Duck and die.
Don't remind. You know you want to.
Oh, don't remind me.
Sorry, thank
you. Yeah, you're crap. Get out of it.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah,
although technically you can't
pile of diarrhea.
You can't pile diarrhea. Actually, kind of all it evens out because it's
the
so well. Yeah.
you're just talking crack again.
Yeah. It's not the crap thing is that
diarrhea.